This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 27th of February. The Albanese government has been urged to intervene to stop a Palestinian activist who took part in a series of aeroplane hijackings in 1969 and 1970 from speaking at a Perth conference on eco-socialism in June. In a letter to the Attorney General, the Home Affairs Minister and the Immigration Minister has asked that Ms. Khalid be blocked from speaking even via video link at the conference. Organisers of the Eco-Socialism 2024 conference have promoted Palestinian activist Leila Khalid's appearance at the conference, which is billed as a chance to fight climate change, not war. A man and a woman have been shot in an underground car park in Adelaide's inner south, sparking a police hunt for the suspect. South Australian police said at least one shot was fired at the two people as they were exiting a vehicle in a car park on Greenhill Drive in Wayville, occupied by the Motor Trades Association and a number of other businesses just after 8 a.m. on Monday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Drug boss George Moroggi has allegedly assaulted a maximum security prison officer. The Herald Sun has been told Moroggi became enraged on Sunday and attacked the staff member inside the Metropolitan Remand Centre in Melbourne's western suburbs. The feared gangland figure was in the jail's Exford unit. And vapes are wrecking the teeth and jaws of young people in a similar way to illicit drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamine. The damage is occurring so fast, users aged in their 20s are requiring expensive crown work that is usually the preserve of older patients. The Australian Dental Association's vaping expert, Dr. Su Ching Yao, said vaping causes mouth dryness, and so as you lose the protection that saliva affords, your teeth are more likely to decay in weird spots along the gum line, for instance, in between the teeth. Dr. Yao also added, this is the stuff they embalm dead bodies in, and you're sucking this into your body.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.